When Resorts and MGM say they have ended talks and there will be no deal for the Encore Boston Harbor Casino. News of a possible sale caused quite a stir in Everett, where the casino is located, and in Springfield, where MGM already operates a casino. MGM would have had to sell that Springfield casino if a deal went through. WBUR's Steve Brown has been covering this story. He joins us now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
So what are the companies saying now about the future of the Encore Casino?
Well, Wynn says that they are committed to Everett. It's almost as if the news of the past few days about Encore Boston Harbor changing hands never took place. Now, Wynn issued this statement last night. Wynn Resorts prides itself on the design, development, and operation of the world's best integrated resorts. At times, world-class assets attract the attention of others, and our board takes seriously the fiduciary duty to review such interest. After careful consideration, we've agreed to cease discussions with MGM Resorts. We remain committed to opening and operating Encore Boston Harbor, as only Wynn Resorts is able to do. Now, this also means that it's business as usual at the MGM Casino out in Springfield, which has been open for about 9 months. MGM tells the Boston Globe and some other media outlets that it has pulled out of the talks. Their statement was, "We have noted the anxiety raised by various stakeholders regarding a transaction, and this troubles us at MGM. We only wish to have a positive impact on communities in which we operate. We think the best course of action is to discontinue discussions concerning this opportunity."
Now, this must be a relief for the mayor of Everett and others who had expressed a lot of concern about a possible sale of Encore.
Oh, you bet. Everett Mayor DeMaria sent an email last night. "This is excellent news for the city of Everett," he writes. "I applaud MGM for discontinuing discussions regarding the sale of Encore Boston Harbor, and I wish them well in moving the Springfield community forward. I understand that this could have been a great opportunity for them, but I appreciate their loyalty to the Springfield community. Here in Everett, we're looking forward to opening day and a continued partnership with Encore Boston Harbor." And we should say that Encore Boston Harbor is slated to open in just over a month.
Now, Steve, why was there so much anxiety among local leaders in Everett and Springfield, where MGM is right now? Why were they so worried about these talks?
Well, MGM would most likely have needed to sell or divest itself of the Springfield Casino in order to purchase Encore. The local officials out in Springfield didn't like that idea. They feared that whatever company agreed to purchase the casino from MGM might be of a lower quality operator. Meanwhile, Everett officials saw MGM as a step down from Wynn. They were concerned about what might happen to the future of Encore and related developments in that area. They're hoping they will develop those parcels of land near there. Both communities were concerned that a new operator might not make good on the promise of jobs and other things.
Now, Steve, we should note the Gaming Commission meets later this morning. They have not yet commented on this subject. Steve, you are planning to be there. What does all this mean going forward?
Well, it means everything kind of goes as if these past 3 or 4 days never happened. You're right, the Gaming Commission has sat silent over the past few days. They didn't want to get involved in the speculation game that's been playing out since Friday. The commission staff wouldn't answer hypothetical questions, and they'd only send us passages of the gaming law that pertain to ownership. So I suppose when they meet today, like I say, it's almost as if these past few days didn't happen. I suppose we'll find out if Wynn has paid the $35 million fine that's been handed down against them for their handling of sexual misconduct allegations against the company founder, Steve Wynn. The company has until May 31st to do that. Today's regularly scheduled meeting is supposed to deal with some of the minutiae of opening up the Everett Casino, some of the minor details that the commission must sign off on that most regular folks really don't care about.
All right, that's WBUR's Steve Brown. Steve, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.